have a very important week. We have a very important image. We have a very important job. We have a very important conversation. This is a collective conversation. The week of September 11th, 2001 versus the week of September 11th, 2011. 10 years, people are talking about what happened on the day, what's happened since then. And so in our overview here on the Good Day program, trying to understand the various players, the principals, how we have grown, how we have changed, I thought there was no better way than to go back to this day 10 years ago, talk about a young man who was, I believe, 5 years old at the time, who is now 15, who started with his dad an organization called New York Says Thank You. Joining us is Jeff Parness, who's the founder and chairman of New York Says Thank You, and his son, Evan, who is, am I correct, Evan, are you 15 now?
No, I'm 13.
You're 13. So yeah. Then you would have been three on September 11th, 10 years ago. So going back, do you even remember, Evan, really what the day was all about?
Yes. I don't exactly know what was going on until a couple of years later when my parents talked to me about what actually happened. And all I remember is I was watching TV with my little brother. My mom was changing his diaper because he was still a little baby by then. I was watching TV, and my dad's friend from Germany called. And he says, "Are you guys all right?" And they're like, "Yeah, we're fine." He says, "Turn on the news." And then I remember my mom grabbing the remote and changing the channel to the news, and we saw footage of this building on fire. I saw it was just a fire downtown, maybe a gas leak, someone dropped a cigarette, and it caught on fire. But I wasn't sure what was going on. So we went up to the roof, and all I could see was smoke coming from downtown, and I thought that maybe there was a fire going on and that everything was going to be okay, and I wasn't exactly sure what actually happened. And I remember my mom started crying, and I couldn't exactly tell what was going on. My brother was way too young to remember any of it, because he was just a baby. And I was just thinking, okay, it's just a fire. And then a couple of years later, I actually learned what happened, and I learned how serious this actually was.
So, Jeff, as the dad, you had a closer connection even than the visual that your son, Evan, just described, did you not?
No, that's right. One of my business partners, Kagai Sheffy, happened to be giving a speech at the risk management conference at the top floor of the World Trade Center at the morning of September 11th. And of course, we lost Kagai. And, it wasn't a day that went by for a couple of years that I didn't think about Kagai and trying to figure out what you could ever do to commemorate his life and what you could ever do to commemorate that day and what you could do not just to remember the tragedy, but also to honor the kindness. No, I mean, New York was inundated by people from small towns all around the United States, people from around the world who came our way. So I was kind of struggling with, how do you do something to really say that your life is different? And it was actually Evan's suggestion when he was five on November 1st, 2003. He and I were watching a television news report about the California wildfires and the story about a little girl who lost her Halloween costume when her house burned down. And I looked at Evan and I said, well, what would you do to help a girl in that situation? And he told me he wanted to send his toys, to the kids in California. And I challenged him. I said, well, what if you collect toys from all the kids in our apartment building? And his eyes lit up. Dad, we could send lots of stuff. 3 days later, we had 100 volunteers. We had 500 New Yorkers load up a 17-foot U-Haul that me and two friends drove from New York to San Diego, filled with relief supplies for the California fire victims. And we put a huge sign on the side of the truck that said, New York Says Thank You. And that simple statement, was my personal way of paying homage to my friend Kagai Sheffy, but I just wanted to make a bigger statement that New Yorkers would never forget what people did for us in our time of need. It was a couple months later, I think the exact date was May 15th, 2004, Evan was still five, and he was watching the Weather Channel in the other room, and he comes into my home office with a serious look on his face. He says, Dad, when Josh and I grow up, could we drive the truck if there's a tornado in Iowa? And, literally that suggestion changed my life, and I think it's changed the lives of millions of people. Out of that grew the New York Says Thank You Foundation, which today is the largest volunteer organization in the country focused on rebuilding projects around the United States on the 9/11 anniversary. The first year we did this, we took 14 volunteers from New York on September 11, 2004. 11 of those volunteers were New York City firefighters. A number of them survived the Trade Center. Mm-hmm. And we flew them out to small-town Harbison Canyon, California, that had burned in the fires, and we helped build one home. This year, for the 2011 tribute project, we actually did the last week in July. We had over 2,000 volunteers help to rebuild an animal rescue barn in Ellijay, Georgia. And the reason it's grown every year is that we not only take more New York City firefighters, a number of them survivors of the Trade Center, Ground Zero construction workers, 9/11 family members, New York City school kids, you know, other New Yorkers who to them, these projects are their therapy. Mm-hmm. But every year, people from all the small towns around the United States that we've helped on previous anniversaries of 9/11, every year they keep showing up with us to help the next community as their way to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really grown to be this big national disaster, you know, sort of, I joke around, it's a big dysfunctional family reunion. Mm-hmm. All these disaster survivors who get together the weekend before 9/11, double the population of some small town nobody's ever heard of, and do a barn raising.
You know, I'm one of these people. My philosophy in life is that we're all here to help. That's if you're just joining us, we're having a conversation with Jeff Parness, who is the chairman of New York Says Thank You, and his son, Evan, who appears to have been the inspiration for this. And it wasn't New York. It was Southern California that was the first aim here of your help. And now when you see things that are going on, Evan, around the country, how do you and your dad discuss what it is that needs to be done? You're aware now as a young teenager of what's going on in the world. So how are you moved? What moves you?
Well, first things first, we watch tons of the Weather Channel. I can't go one day without watching it because it just pops up here and there, local on V8 or whatever it is, Storm Cell Watch. It just happens. And if we hear about a natural disaster, then stories about the community to see if there's one particular destruction site that have a significant meaning, not just helping one person, but maybe a family or the community. And we decide which would be the best way to say, to pay things forward and to make a statement to actually help the community. So,
pay things forward is a wonderful expression, by the way. Wonderful. There's wonderful meaning and energy behind it. All right, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so pretty much what you just want to do, you don't want to, I can help two people who just moved in and then their house got destroyed. I could rebuild a community center for 100 people. Mm-hmm. And you decide what's going to make much of a difference.
Yeah.
And because you really want to get the full feeling of accomplishment and the significance of actually helping more people.
All right, let me understand this so that I get the concept correctly. You take the generosity that was aimed at New York in September and through the fall of 2001. You find people in New York who will help people in other circumstances where they need help around the country. So that did all of the gifts and all of the energy of the giving come from folks in New York, or have you expanded in that area too? Either Evan or Jeff, you can answer that.
So it's a great question. You know, more than half of our volunteers now are disaster survivors from around the United States that we've been privileged to help rebuild their communities on previous anniversaries of 9/11. You know, so like I was saying, our core group of volunteers from New York here, you know, we take large groups of New York City firefighters, a number of them survivors of the Trade Center, and Ground Zero construction workers, family members. You know, and for New Yorkers, it's a way to not just remember what happened on 9/11, but to honor what happened on 9/12 and to pay forward the kindness that we experienced. But, you know, what is so humbling, and the reason I tell people New York Says Thank You is not about New York, it's about America. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not really about 9/11, it's about 9/12. It's about honoring that spirit of kindness of when peoples from all over America came, you know, to New York and to Washington and Shanksville, you know, to be of service and to be of comfort to one another. So, you know, as we've grown exponentially year after year, more than half of our volunteers now are California wildfire survivors, Katrina survivors from Louisiana, tornado survivors from Illinois, Indiana, Texas, Kansas, Arkansas, Iowa, you know, Georgia.
Yep.
And everywhere we go, people say, you know what, we'll be there with you next year.
Yeah.
And I think that's the greatest testament to kind of who we are as American people, the resilience and the compassion, and to be able to say, no matter what the tragedy, whether it's terrorism in New York, whether it's a tornado in Joplin, Missouri, that we'll all be there for each other. And that's how we choose to define ourselves, not by the evil and the tragedy, but how we come together in the aftermath.
All right, we have about a minute left, and my final question has to do with whether or not the government gets in the way, leaves you alone. We all know, philosophically speaking, the government's a lot different. We have seen a lot of changes, some of them not particularly positive or pleasant, in the way government deals with us. How have they been a part of this, or not at all, hopefully?
Not at all. Not at all.
Good.
You know, New York Sasanke is a grassroots organization. It started with the suggestion of a child, and you know, grew from there. You know, years ago, our largest donors were New York City school kids who gave us their pennies to buy plane tickets for New York City firefighters so that they could do something positive on 9/11 and help other folks rebuild. And over the years, it's just grown organically from volunteers who said, you know what, this is a life-changing experience for them to come and volunteer with us, and they've gotten their companies to support us. So we've never looked for government assistance, nor, you know, is that a focus of it.
Or have they gotten in the way?
Coming together.
Yeah. New York says thankyou.org is the website. We'll put that on DougStephan.com. New York says thankyou.org. Jeff, you must be proud of Evan. Evan sounds like he's got it pretty straight, and that's the kind of thing that you'd like to have as we grow and learn about one another. Jeff Parnes is the founder and chairman of New York Says Thank You, and Evan Parnes, the son involved in all of these things from the very beginning. It's a great American story. Thanks to both of you for being here.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Evan. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was kid high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
O'Reilly. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hey, it's, what is it, 21 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Our focus this week is on what happened and what is happening and what will happen as we are stronger than ever, 10 years after September 11th.
If you're tired of pouring a big glass of water and not knowing what's in it, it's time to put your trust in Big Berkey water filters. And here's why. Berkey water purifiers do not require electricity. They're gravity-fed. Big Berkey water filters remove odors and many contaminants like chlorine and bacteria to undetectable levels. Big Berkey water filters cost only 2 cents per gallon, and the filters are cleanable. lasting up to 3,000 gallons. Compare that to store-bought filters. And Big Berkey water filters purify both treated and untreated water. Remove the bad, leave the good, and get peace of mind knowing your family is protected with a Big Berkey water filter. For the best prices available and our price match guarantee, go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-992-BERKEY. That's Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com or call 877-992-3753. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How bad gas prices are. Today I saw a rapper driving a Prius. Okay, you never.
This is kind of reversal. Over the weekend, President Obama called for more oil drilling in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. He's always said he's hoping that one day this will lower the price of gas. I believe that day would be called Election Day, if I'm not mistaken.
No political content or inference suggested, even though the president is having a big job speech on Thursday night after the Republican debate on Wednesday night. And the only thing I can think of that is moderately constructive here, hopefully, and Jennifer and Rich, you can weigh in as you normally do with me on this, the eating their young stuff. The Republicans are fighting.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right now.
Well, why?
Got to whittle it down.
Yeah, but that's not the way to whittle it down, in my opinion. The opinion of most people who are exhausted, tired of the rhetoric, the anger,
sure,
the using of the words, we're at war. Jimmy Hoffa Jr. introducing the president yesterday. We're at war with those sons of bees. We're going to kill them. We're going to fight. How do you, as Americans...
Oh, and happy Labor Day.
How do you do that with any degree of credibility?
You're going to lose if you have that attitude.
Yeah, and I hope, and they deserve to lose, because that's not the way to bring America together. Most divisive time in the history of our country, and some of it is because of our brethren who do issue-oriented political talk radio, talk television. It's just, people don't know where to draw the line from where it's entertainment slash just kind of foolish fun.
Did you like it better back in the 70s when they say...
I liked it better when I could listen to KABC and hear Michael Jackson and some of the other people who had a point of view that wasn't all about ripping apart everybody who didn't agree with you. It was actually an educational experience.
With regard to the politicians, though, when they had this kind of backhanded politeness with each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Where they would say...
But you knew it was fake.
The gentleman from Texas...
Well, they still say that.
They're so full of it.
The congressmen, they still refer to each other as gentlemen from Texas.
Yeah.
Or the gentle person, the gentle woman from Minnesota or wherever it is. But what about civility and getting along as Americans? It would seem to me at this time, because there's so many challenges, we'd be better off to try to figure out how we can, we have our differences, and we need to settle in on fixing the differences. But instead of that, we're settling a score. It's always that kind of stuff. And I thought listening The only thing, yes, we were on the air yesterday without you, Richie.
I know, and it was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was perfect. And so talking about the classes, and I don't know if you heard it in my voice, Jennifer, when we were talking about the class system and how the middle class developed, and how inherently un-American, if you were in India or someplace with a class system, or even the British.
In Colombia, they have a class system.
Yeah, but hello, the upper class, the lower class, the middle class. I don't like that reference to America. But our what?
Our government doesn't label you. I mean, maybe indirectly.
No, but the economic system does.
Yeah, yes, the economic system does. Yeah. Where you live does. And
of course.
Where you go to school does.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So if you have manure in your front yard, you're in the lower class. I don't think I'm a low-class guy. Do you? I got manure in my front yard.
Well,
does that mean I'm a low class guy?
I have 400 acres.
Yeah, right. I have 400 acres of manure.
Yeah.
Manure here, manure there. Manure everywhere. There's probably a joke there someplace. Story, by the way, at DougStephan.com today, which has inspired me. An out-of-work man in New York found a way to make a bit of money. He's telling jokes for a buck in Central Park. So we'll have a sample of that, and perhaps you can help us out with that a little bit. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Believe it or not, at least 30 states have birding trails, and you don't necessarily have to be a bird-watching enthusiast to really get something out of it. The Great Texas Coastal Birding Trail was the first birding trail in the U.S., and we're talking more than 950 bird-watching sites. On the Great Florida Birding and Wildlife Trail, you can see 250 species of birds on 2,000 miles in the South Central region. And the trail covers the Everglades, where you can birdwatch while on a swamp tour. But it's not all about the birds. These trails can also incorporate historical and cultural sites. On the Virginia Birding and Wildlife Trail, you can see Civil War battlefields as well as eastern bluebirds, mallards, and the eastern tiger swallowtail. And Georgia's Colonial Coast Birding Trail includes Cumberland Island, which is a former summer retreat for members of the Carnegie family. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I am breaking up with you.
You can't.
Why?
Because I'm your stomach.
But we have issues. I can't take you anywhere.
All right. What if we get help?
Like what? Like counseling?
No. Sustanex.
Huh?
Sustanex is the first probiotic to come in delicious gummies and chews.
Okay.
And Sustanex probiotics better survive stomach acid to deliver good bacteria where you need it.
You know what? I think we're going to get through this.
Make peace with your stomach. Try Sustanex now in delicious new gummies.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com.
Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Us.
Yes, we are.
Just us being us. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Michael Fournier is taking your calls. Is that good news? 800-510-8255. It's nice to know that there are still honest people in the world. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I like how I see that.
Story at DougSteffen.com. A woman in the Cleveland suburbs says an Ohio man has been reunited with his lost wallet. In the wallet, 4,600 smackers. The police lieutenant, Bruce Felton, sent out an email, said, quote, "There are still honest people in the world." Described a man who lost the money as somebody who carries a lot of cash in his particular type of work. Apparently he's a drug dealer. When he picked up the wallet, that was my side comment.
Yes. We figured.
The man left the reward for the fellow who, it's a woman, though. The story reads sort of like a, but no, it was a woman who found the wallet. And she said it was completely unnecessary. She was just doing what was right. $4,600 in cash. She turns it into the police. Doesn't want a reward. There are lots of good people left in the world.
What would you do?
Well, what I do, I'd turn the money in. What would you do?
Jennifer?
I'd turn it in.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Suckers.
I know.
Because
you could be meaner. You,
right, yeah. You sit there and you think about how would you feel if you just lost 46. I would be distraught.
Devastated, right?
If I lost $4,600.
A lot of cash.
And then you go, okay, well, let's just say it was $100. Well, then you're like, you know what? It's really not enough to...
Yeah.
I would still be upset if I lost $100.
I'd be upset if I lost $100, too.
You would?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be upset. I'd get mad when I lose $5.
Right. All right, here's the next item. Great story at DougSteffen.com about a toy poodle. A toy poodle saved a life in Utah by leading firefighters through his owner's smoke-filled home to the owner asleep in the basement. Story in yesterday's Salt Lake Tribune reports that the dog named Ted, spotted by paramedics responding to the fire on, I should know this better because I kind of know my way around Utah. Anyway, not important to the story. They said the dog, they tried to catch him to get him outside, but he kept going inside and barking. They waited until they caught up with him. Then the dog apparently went down to the cellar with his 19-year-old, was sleeping on a couch in the basement. Man was treated for smoke inhalation. The dog was not injured. A woman and two children had already left the home. Fire caused by a gas leak. Usually when you have a gas leak, then they explode, come home, right? That's a great story. Also, another of the many reasons that thousands of people check out DougStephan.com every week, because there are a lot of good stories. And this is a good one, I think. The story about this man in New York City doesn't have any money, so he's now in Central Park every day, all day, and he tells you a specific joke. So you walk up to this guy.
Ooh, it's like a fortune telling.
Right, yeah, yeah, kind of. Okay. Yeah, right, exactly. He has a special joke for you. For example, Richie.
Yes, sir.
What do you call Chewbacca when he's working with clay?
Harry Potter.
He cheated.
What? I heard it.
I don't get it.
Chewbacca. Harry.
Potter.
Clay.
With clay.
Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Like a Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I read this story. This guy's hysterical. He's funny.
Hmm. All right, so Richie says, you want to do this and give everybody a dollar?
Yeah.
No, I'll do better than that.
Hey,
we'll give them $12 worth of food. Yes, Jennifer.
Do you remember the really nice man that won and you wanted to give him something bad and I gave him cash?
I wanted to give him something badly?
And I gave him some of my hard-earned cash.
You did?
Yes. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
I just sent it. The check's in the mail, sir, if you're listening.
There you go. The check is in the mail. All right, so we're going to give you an opportunity to make us laugh. We have about 6 minutes, give or take. 800-510-8255. If you just picture yourself, use your imagination. That's one of the things that's sorely lacking in our world today, imagination. So think that you're in Central Park. Is there anybody in America who's never been in Central Park? I suppose there are some people.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Just think of yourself as in any park. Most everybody's been in some park at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just think of yourself in the park, strolling around, and you come across this beautiful woman, and
you see me in the park, Dougie?
Have you heard the story about the bra? And then you take it from there. All right, yes. 800-510-8255. So a $12 meal, or I guess we have actually, it's three meals, 12 different food products in our e-food.
Right, it's
box,
well,
right?
More than $12, yes.
Yeah, okay, anyway. So if you'd like to earn yourself a couple of bucks, tell us a joke, and you have to get, you've loved listening to Jennifer all these years because you like her laugh. Jennifer must laugh, and she must laugh with vigor in order for you to get the prize. And it's better if it's a one-liner, like a Henny Youngman. Most people don't even remember who Henny Youngman is, but if I told you about my wife, you know, that kind of stuff. All right? One-liners are better. 800-510-8255. While we're doing that, I was just checking something as we move away from, now that we're gone through Labor Day, and we're into September. A lot of people, actually our poll today even, is about your favorite thing this month. The children are back in school. The weather's getting cooler. Football. I'm just going to keep enjoying summer as long as it's here. Those are the four choices for our poll. Labor Day over. What's your favorite thing about September? All right, if you've got something that is, most people who listen to the program take the poll. Yesterday, any special plans for Labor Day was the question. 42% said it was just another work day for me. More and more and more and more people are working on Labor Day. Yeah. Stores are open everywhere.
Well, especially if you're in retail.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Everything
you're in retail,
was open
yeah.
yesterday.
32%.
I got the cutest purple pedicure yesterday. You guys would love it.
Great.
I'm sure.
32% of you said relaxing with family and friends. 5% of you said you went shopping. 4% of you went to the beach or the pool or cooked out. And 3%, when's Labor Day again?
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
And as people think about fall, they're thinking about the price of fuel oil. Thus, we had a few minutes ago a joke about the price of oil. The cost of oil here in Massachusetts last week was $3.73 a gallon. So I decided to do a little quick high and low just to see how the prices have changed over the last 3 years, just for no reference other than 3 years. Okay? So I went back to this was November of 2008. That was the election, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah, election of 2000. Yes, it was.
Yes. Yes.
No. Yes. No. Yes.
I had to count on my fingers to make sure that meant that 2012 was an election year. So, yes, 2008. Go ahead.
Okay. So, right after the election, the price of home heating oil was $2.26 a gallon, December 1st, 2008. So, from December 1st, 2008, and that was when we went into the recession, right? $2.26, it's gone to $3.73. Anybody make any sense out of that? We sure are, Richard.
We are all suckers.
We are absolute suckers.
Because we're like little puppies. We've rolled over on our backs, and we're letting them scratch us on our tummy, and we're all giggly and all okay because it's down. Maybe we can get down to $3.50, and we'll be so happy.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Yeah.
Scream, yell, stomp your feet until it's $1.80.
Yeah. Sure, it should be. Okay, so what do we have for takers here? The opportunity for you to treat us with a one-liner. Do we have Dr. Ken? We do have Dr. Ken.
We do.
All right, so that may squeeze our time a little bit. Stand by. I'm waiting. I'm sitting. I'm hoping.
Me too.
I'm praying.
My laughter's already.
A few. We've got a few good. I'd like to. And women, by the way. Does that make it too difficult? Why wouldn't women tell jokes?
Gotta get on it there. We only
totally
have a few minutes.
Tell jokes.
Pick up the phone.
Okay, where's your joke?
My joke?
Yeah.
All right, did you hear this one? I can't tell you any of my jokes. They're not fit for the radio.
800-510-8255 on Good Day. It's 17 before the hour.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Alex Appel is an Alzheimer's hero.
As a hospital volunteer, my grandmother dedicated her life to caring for people. Alzheimer's took away her ability to care for others, and then eventually herself. So I ran 4 50-mile ultramarathons and raised $55,000 to fight Alzheimer's. I run in honor of my grandmother and the other families living with this terrible disease.
Alzheimer's is a 6th leading cause of death in the United States and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather, not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car.
That was funny.
I asked God for a bike, but I know God doesn't work that way, so I stole a bike and asked for forgiveness. Sex is not the answer. Sex is the question. Yes is the answer. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing in a garage makes you a car.
That's a good one.
Oh, my God. That's funny as hell. That really is funny. That is funny. Funny, 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 funny. All right, we got time for one more, Richie?
One more.
The last thing I want to do is hurt you, but it's still on the list.
All right. All right, one more quickie.
One more quickie?
Yeah.
Men have two emotions, hungry and horny. If you see him without a... make him a sandwich. Dr. Ken, up next on Good Day.
Nice. Glad you screened those.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program here at 13 before the hour, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for the anti-aging cream of preference here. It's called Tautinol. Tautinol reduces the appearance of all of these wrinkles. There are choices you can make. You can have your face hacked up if you want to look like Joan Rivers, or you can use Tautinol. And I think, Dr. Ken, you'd probably prefer using Tautinol, right?
Why undergo the blade, the shots, the needles, when you can use a substance, a product that's been proven time and time again in studies to be safe and effective, has Matrixyl 3000, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C. These are products your skin naturally has to help with deep wrinkling, and this will work. It's in high enough concentration to help keep your skin looking young and beautiful. And if it doesn't work, the nice thing is the plastic surgeon that developed it, they'll all give you your money back.
Let's hear it for getting your money back. All right, so Tautinol, no surgery, as Ken suggested. This is an age-erasing miracle created by a cosmetic doctor. The research that's been done, as Ken says, has gone through the seal of approval, if you will. Make sure if you have a problem, and most people, as you get older, you get those dark spots on your face, you got wrinkles. There are a lot of things that are revealed that you just deserve not have revealed, right? Special discount, buy two, get one free, when you call 800-291-2584. Look your best. Special deal, two for the price, the regular price, one free, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Tautinol, 800-291-2584. You want to look younger, you want Tautinol. It's, again, a special. It's a free gift, actually. You call and say you're listening to Dr. Ken, give you a free gift along with buy two, get one free. 800-291-2584. All right, so word today, studies in Europe about people and mental illness.
So you want to be like Europe, huh? This is out of the European College of Neuropsychopharmacology this morning, Doug, that Europeans are plagued by mental and neurologic illnesses with almost 165 million people. This is 38% of the population suffering each year from a brain disorder such as depression, anxiety, insomnia, or dementia.
Wow. All right, the problem, there have been a number of reports lately about hospitals and how bad conditions are there. Yet another one of those out today.
American Journal of Infection Control Journal, uniforms worn by hospital personnel, Doug, often are contaminated with the superbug MRSA and a variety of other bacteria. Doctors' uniforms are a little cleaner than nurses, with 60% containing potentially dangerous bacteria compared to 65% of what nurses wore. Previous research have shown that clothing of hospital workers, including watches, rings, and neckties, could harbor bacteria. The bottom line is keep the hands clean. Make sure, I just had to sign this oath, that make sure before anyone takes care of you in the hospital, they wash their hands.
You had to sign an oath?
Yes.
What kind of an oath?
Wow.
To get my hospital privileges renewed, all of us, part of the hospital protocol. I think it's a good idea.
What, you sign saying, I will do my best to God and country to keep my hands clean?
That I've studied a module that requires you to wash your hand before or after entering any patient's room.
Is this a government thing or an insurance company thing?
No, it's a local hospital requirement.
Really? Hmm. But it does make good sense.
It
good
makes
heavens.
Great sense.
Sounds like
yeah.
just common sense, in fact.
It's funny, you have to sign an oath.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, I swear to hold my allegiance to Dr. Ken, 51 after.
Me too. Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
About 53 past the hour. Before we get to our technology moment, Tom from Olean, New York, has something very special for Jennifer.
Really?
Right, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, good, Tom. I'm ready.
Okay. What kind of bees can you milk?
What kind of bees can you melt? I don't know, Tom. What kind of bees can you melt?
Melt or milk?
Milk.
Oh. M-I-L-K?
Yes. Yep.
Milk. What kind of bees can you milk? I don't know.
Boobies.
I like it.
That wins a prize.
But I did not see that one coming. All right, hold on a second, Tom. And that was the result of all of the requests I made for one-liners.
That's a winner.
I love them.
That's a winner.
Amazon has a new smartphone app that helps you compare prices, features, and reviews while shopping at just about any retail outlet. This sounds pretty cool, actually. Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will tell you how it works and how you can get it next here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Yesterday, we talked about a new kind of store in South Korea with no real products on the shelves, only pictures. You scan the items you want with your phone, and later, they're delivered to your home. That is in South Korea for now. Closer to home here, we also have a very useful way to take advantage of our iPhone or Android device while we shop in stores. First, download the free Amazon app for your smartphone. You can use it and your phone's camera to scan a barcode of a product you're looking at on store shelves. Then, you can compare prices. The price that Amazon has might be a lot cheaper. But, probably even more importantly, you can see how people like the product. Amazon's massive collection of customer reviews are delivered via this app. So if you're considering a new toy for your child, you can quickly see other parents' reviews of the same toy almost instantly while standing in the store aisle. And, once again, it's all free. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, so listening to that reminds me of an app that I saw. This is a this is called the App Gun, a gadget that is regarded as an interactive gaming system for iPhone users. You simply lock your iPhone into the gun, Richie, and it becomes the viewfinder for the gadget. The trigger on the gun automatically makes the phone shoot. First game that will be available will use what's called augmented reality, which uses the iPhone's camera and utilizes your actual surroundings as the background of the game. The App Gun is going to be released, I guess, this month at Prezibox.com, $33.
Wow.
You can get it at iTunes, too.
Yeah, you can get all this stuff.
So then there's another item that I saw that really troubled me. There's a new nail gun. Those of you who are carpenters, you know nail guns are used.
I've seen this.
Danny Glover used one to knock off a bad guy in one of the Lethal Weapon movies.
It was Lethal Weapon 1. Yeah.
So now there's a new nail gun, excuse me, that looks like an AK-47. They have designed it specifically to look like an AK-47.
Yeah.
And, in fact, they're promoting it as a weapon or a protective device. So if you this is a way around having to register to get a gun. You can get a nail gun and buy the nails and use it to rob a bank, use it to rob a store, use it to rob anything.
When they say they, one guy created this thing. And he took a picture of it, and an email, a chain email, is going around saying, look, if they're going to take away your guns, here's an obvious.
Right.
So, I mean, this is one guy who
But if it's easy enough for him to do it,
sure,
other people can do the same thing, or he can do it, go into business, and sell them.
My initial reaction was like, wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, right.
And then my second reaction was like, ooh, that's pretty wild.
Pretty ugly. Right. Yeah. Not something that you would want to have around. Imagine having that around. I mean, even a nail gun. Nail guns are dangerous, very dangerous. You want to have them around where there are any children or anything. My God, they're awful.
We used to shoot bottles off of fence posts with
them. Yeah, there's it. Richie giving you a great...
Stupid.
That was wonderful. That was about as stupid
bad
as anything you could have...
Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, thanks for passing that along, Richie.
Luckily, nothing but fun happened.
All right. You can go fishing somewhere else. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.